The state patrol says about 44,000 Wisconsin motorists are arrested for drunk driving every year. Most are men. Slowly but surely, though, more women are getting busted. Dennis Hughes from the State Department of Transportation says 20 years ago, one out of six convictions was female. Now it's one in four.
They're still a minority part of the problem, but their share is increasing over time.
Male or female, most drunk drivers get away. That despite what State Patrol Major Don Lonsdorf says is one of the best arrest records in the nation.
We know that for about every one that gets arrested, there are almost 200 that don't.
Lonsdorf says law enforcement alone can't reduce drunk driving. So insurance companies, lawmakers, and an emergency room doctor are trying to generate additional strategies. At a town hall meeting, it was noted that ignition locks on the cars of convicted drunk drivers are 70% effective. However, they're not widely used. And they don't get at what Dr. Stephen Hargarten describes as the state's drinking culture. The Medical College of Wisconsin doctor says significant changes in pricing and availability of alcohol would help.
It's no secret that alcohol is priced, in terms of taxation, one of the lowest in the country.
26% of motorists in Wisconsin admit to driving after drinking alcohol. But Dr. Hargarten holds out hope, saying it's not as common for people to say, let's have one for the road. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.